Proclamation number 3196 of 23rd of July, 1944. Bad will determines events of the time. The will to do good is already considered an accomplished deed if the human being is prevented from carrying it out, and likewise the human being is responsible for a bad deed which he was willing to carry out, even if he could not carry it out. How he now attunes himself to the actions of fellow human beings, whether rejecting or approving, is how his will is evaluated, for which he will one day have to answer. And therefore the thinking and will of the whole of humanity is also decisive for what adversity and misery will befall the earth, for as long as people do not make the divine commandments, the commandments of love for God and their neighbor, the guiding principle for their way of life, as long as they do not condemn what is contrary to these commandments, their thinking is just as condemnable as that of those who carry it out, and a time of difficult living conditions inevitably approaches which is used by God as a means of education in order to change people's thinking. For the will, which expresses itself through thought, characterizes the spiritual state people are in, and if this is so profound that there is great danger of a spiritual downfall, then means must be applied which control this danger. The person who lives in love himself will also condemn everything which violates love. But if the person is unloving in his whole attitude, then he also agrees with all actions of his fellow human beings which are bad, and he is then to be called just as guilty as if he had carried them out himself. So men themselves determine the events of the time. They determine the degree of suffering imposed upon them. They determine the nature of the events, because they must be so affected that their thinking can change. And the harder they are, the more sensitively and longer they will have to suffer, and in their spiritual blindness they will believe that they are undeservedly affected. And yet they cannot be changed in their thinking in any other way than by feeling in themselves what they have approved of in their fellow human beings. People's wrong thinking is rooted in unkindness. It does not produce anything good but only evil deeds, and it therefore always means spiritual regression. Only the realization that the bad will alone is the cause of what affects the whole of humanity can induce people to change this will and thus also to strive for righteous thinking. And only then can the amount of suffering and affliction be reduced and people be granted an easy fate on earth. For right thinking will be expressed in the fact that every person wants the same for his neighbor as he claims for himself. The human being will show his fellow human being the love which God demands and thus submit himself to the divine commandments. Amen.